Well, greetings, everybody. It's another Q&A show. People have been asking for that for quite a while, and we've had a lot of guests on. So we're going to have a great show next week, too. We have going to have Peter Slaughter back on, but actually they're doing some really interesting things. And he's going to have a couple other scientists and guests on that are doing some phenomenal sci work and stuff. So we're going to talk about that. But, you know, prayers out to the people in Nepal. I mean, I saw the destruction where that huge glacier just came down and wiped out it. You know, there's a lot of people there on pilgrimage, or some yogi was there, I guess, with a bunch of his people. And it was a real mess.
80 Americans, I think.
80, yeah. 80 Americans lost their lives there. And anyway, they all are closer to God right now. It's like intense changes. Get ready. Right now we have just, I don't know, hundreds of ravens circling the ranch and in all the trees and everything. When they come, those are messengers. And they're telling us something big. And the Pleiadians have been saying it too. They said really big changes are coming. And we're in them right now. They've been saying that for a while, but we are in them. And things are going to be moving really fast. So hang on, buckle up, prepare, and take care of your family, your loved ones, your neighbor. And, you know, might be a good idea to get a good bug out bag and stock up a little bit, you know, for whatever you need for you and your family, and even your neighbor needs, basically. So, but anyway, we're going to get into the Q&A. We're going to jump right into that because we have a lot of them, and hopefully we can get through all of them before the end of the show. But let's go ahead and start. Kathy, my lovely assistant here, is going to read the Q&As, and we'll go. And I haven't heard these yet, so this is the first time for me, too.
I was worried about false flag events or some kind of disaster this weekend with the eclipse, star death, rituals, black goo, AI. I had a dream this morning of armies of angels to help clean up and assist us. Can you speak to the angels?
We can all speak to the angels. Whether we can hear them is another story. You know, that takes a little end time, you might say, you know, a lot of downtime. But, you know, there is a lot of things happening. You know, you can see it. You can see it in the skies with all the chemtrails and the weather warfare and the fires, you know, and everything going on right now. We're definitely in those phases. I mean, I think the Illuminati are going scorched earth. And, you know, all the information concerning the vaccines and how many millions have died or will die or adverse effects of them. And they're still doing it, which shows, you know, if we did have our government back, the skies would be blue and we wouldn't be getting these clot shots and all these other things. So, and it's a work in process. I think eventually this is where we will end up. But, you know, they're going to do all they can to distract and divert and create division on their way out. And just so be aware of that. So you got to make your own personal connection with Creator and get out in nature as much as possible and you know, do whatever cleanses you can do, you know, on every level. You know, emotional cleansing is really important too. You know, all the past is coming up. We have to release the past and heal the wounds and traumas from childhood to past life to you name it. We do that here. We do that process-oriented therapy here called TPRS sessions. But it's real important to just get as clear as we can to get through these times and stay tuned and, you know, go to the heart for your guidance. Forget about external guidance right now because almost everything's been usurped. You know, it's all a controlled narrative. All of it is. It just depends on who's controlling the narrative right now. And it's going back and forth. So hang in there on that one.
How do we distinguish NPCs from humans with souls?
You know, I've just seen when you are in touch with the heart, You can feel it. You can feel when somebody just, there's nothing there to connect to. They're just functioning. There's no empathy, no real love or anything. They're just functioning. And I think that's the best way. You know, if you've activated that God spark, you're going to feel that God spark in others and others who have activated it. And so I think, again, it's all about going in the heart and trust your feelings.
It feels like it's such a time for everybody to really lean into their own discernment
Yeah.
more and more. That's so important.
Exactly. Discernment is so important right now, especially there's so much stuff coming up in the UFO community and some just BS crazy people that are coming out with all kinds of ridiculous stories, and it's all a big distraction. It's not really important. What's really important right now is that people make their own personal connection with Creator and prepare on every level, you know, because all this other stuff isn't going to matter because we're going to be going through some huge shifts and on every level, and we need to be prepared for that.
Can you lay out as specifically as possible how events will unfold up to and including the big crescendo, whatever that looks like or is? World War III, scare event, ET's landing, EBS, etc.
Yeah,
That's a big
that's a
one,
big one.
specifically.
I'll tell you what I'm seeing. What I'm seeing is it's a push-pull, you know, two steps forward, one back situation. It's fluid right now, and nobody knows exactly when or how things are going to manifest because we're in this free flow period. And it's up to us. It's up to all of us to stand tall, you know, to stand in our own divinity and set boundaries and demand our leadership, you know, live according to universal law and act according to universal law. And so there's a lot of things going on right now, and we don't have all the information because you know, one side is just lying through their teeth and the other side is not telling you everything, you know, you need to know to make an informed decision. And so again, it's all theater, it's all a controlled narrative right now. And so your only way out is to go within and get your own inner guidance, get your own self-mastery and inner sensitivity going to get through these times. But personally, I wrote about this back in the 80s, early 80s, and what was going to happen. And it talked about the expanding sun. It talked about the increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. It talked about the tyrants, you know, and what they were going to do, do everything. I mean, because we're a threat to them, because all of the stuff they've done in the past, if the masses were aware of it, like old Daddy Bush said, they'd hang us from the closest tree. So you know, we're basically a threat to them, and they're going to try to get rid of as many of us as they can. You know, their goal is over 90%. And that was in the Georgia Guidestones, and it's in their manifesto. So everything they said they're going to do, the New World Order boys are doing. They're using the soft metals and heavy metals to it's like a slow kill poison. They're putting it in the food, you know, it's in dentistry, it's in everything. You know, you know, it's in the air now with all the chemtrails. You know, you got aluminum, you've got strontium, you've got barium. You've got nano stuff in the chemtrails. You got biologicals in there. You know, everything under the sun. There's things coming down in those chemtrails that are on the CDC website as bioweapons. And so when people say, oh, they're trying to protect us with these chemtrails by slow killing us, is that what they're doing? But it doesn't make any sense. And a lot of them are duped that they think they're doing the right thing, but they're not. The Earth will protect herself. Basically, when you have an increase in the solar cycle, what happens is the Earth expands, it heats up, it starts throwing off, you know, the water start evaporating, you have more moisture in the air, the earthquakes start, volcanoes start going off. Basically, that puts a lot of shielding in the air. It's a natural thing if we just stay out of the way. Doesn't mean there's not going to be changes on the Earth, but the Earth will take care of herself. She's self-healing and self-protecting. And there's an old saying, nature's a little slow to act, but she's very thorough when she does. And so we need to get in harmony with Earth and listen to what she's, listen to the land. It'll tell you what it's going to do. And listen to your heart. Is it your highest and best good to be where you're at? Or do you need to move to higher ground? Do you need to move off the coast? You might need to move away from a major fault zone or a volcano. And don't get caught in the monkey trap. For those who don't know what a monkey trap is, it's a coconut with a hole drilled out and rice put in it, and it's tethered to the ground. And so the monkey grabs a handful of rice and he can't get out. He can't let go, and it's tethered to the ground because he's too greedy. He's too attached to the rice. And so, the hunter comes and that's it, and the hunter's nature right now. So basically, we're going to have to practice loving detachment and really go within and listen and act on the inner guidance right now if we're going to get through these times, because everything, it's all over the place. I see the white hats are taking two or three steps forward, and then they take one back, and then they start up again. But I think eventually, everything that's not frequency specific, everything that's not aligned with universal law, everybody that's not creating heaven on earth, those who are selfish and self-centered and doing acts against humanity and the earth, at the expense of him, humanity and the earth, all of those are going to implode on themselves. All, whatever you want to call it, everything that was put out is going to be inverted and come back through again, come back through. So, all the prophecies talk about this. They said everything is going to be revealed. Nothing will be hidden. And we're in that phase right now where everything is being revealed. And so a lot of empires are going to collapse under this because they're not sustainable. And they're not frequency specific to where the earth is going. So we are moving towards heaven on earth, but it's going to be a lot of chaos in between, because basically we are not being governed by heavenly beings right now. And that is going to collapse in on itself.
You talk about inner guidance and listening to your heart and discernment. And while those things are easy for you to get in touch with, I think maybe if you could give some tips to people on how to feel that. I think a lot of people have a hard time listening to their own inner guidance and maybe don't know how to do that.
Basically, one of the lamas I study with, he said, get out in nature, sit down, shut up, focus on love and joy and bliss without distractions until you become it. It's really that simple. We need to have downtime. We need to
Meditate.
meditate. We need to seek out process-oriented therapies, that can actually go in there and clear out childhood trauma, past life trauma thing. There's a lot of people that say they can do it, but there's just a lot of posers out there, so be careful when you do that. But there are some real people that are legit that can do that process. There's so many things to do. It's like you look at the eight limbs of yoga, like right thinking, right eating, right action, right. It's everything. Just do things right, when you live within universal law, you're not going to have karma. You're going to finish up your old karma, but you're not going to create any new karma, which is important. But I think it's all about, the main thing is give up the external savior, give up the external guidance, give up the and develop your own BS meter, your own inner sensitivity for these times, because it's internal. Even Jesus said the temple is within. He said there will be those who will use my face to build their temples and gather their gold, but the temple is in the heart. The temple is within. So we all need to go within, make our own personal connection, and let the guidance come through the heart and soul. Not some web bot, not some guru, not some whatever. There's so many out there. I mean, there are people that are batshit crazy out there that want to be gurus, and they're accusing everybody else of that. It's amazing. And it's a lot of competition, a lot of jealousy, and a lot of see me, dig me stuff. That's all going to be amplified until it folds in on itself. And the only thing that's going to be left is the truth. So if your identity is based on all this external stuff and programs, you're not going to fare well through these times. So we really need to get in touch with that loving, joyous, blissful God, goddess within. Activate the God spark and develop your own inner sensitivity. And there are ways that it's in all my books. I talk about healing unseen negative influences. The meditations are in there. It's free on the website, how to heal unseen ne and the meditations are free too. So, but nobody's going to walk you through it, and we got to do it ourselves.
I wonder if people could do something like a something so simple as looking at pictures to help, just like look at a picture of Mother Mary
Yeah.
and recognize how that makes them feel,
Exactly.
and then look and then really feel that sensation, and
I
then look
think,
at
yeah, I think all
something
the
else
photographs of the masters are on the website.
and take a look at those, and then look at
Yeah.
something horrible and
Yeah.
or untrue and see how that makes you feel.
Exactly. That's what I do. A lot of times, I have a lot of photographs of the masters, and there's times where I would sit there and stare into the face of Jesus or whatever, and you're what's true and what's not true comes up really fast. And Mary's the same thing with Mary. I'll sit and just stare at Mary, and I watch Mary shape shifting into all these beings. One time I asked Jesus, I said, I want to, his real name is Yeshua ben Joseph, basically, but I said, I want to know what you really look like, what your face really looks like, the true image of you. And so I'm sitting there and I see about 15 faces pop up in front of me. And he goes, these are all me. These are all of my incarnations. These are, and I go, oh my God. And I go, you know what? I'm just thinking way too limited. I'm trying to, it, you, when you become one with God, you become one with the one consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. You're everything and everyone. There's no division in that. You're in the unified field. You've expanded to take in much more of the unified field than anybody else, or not anybody else, but others, but if you've done your homework. And it really broke the pattern of I want the one thing that's real, the one, it's not, it's all real. And it depends on your frequency and where you're attuning. And even imagination is real on the level of imagination. So it frees you up from this judgment and all this other stuff that we're doing. And there's some things, it's all real, but there's things you don't want to partake in. You don't want to mess in the lower levels and all that nonsense. Try to get power over others through weird demonic entities that'll come. Or reptilians or negative grays or things like that. You don't want to go there. And a lot of people have, unfortunately. But you really want to work, stay in the higher planes as much as possible. I always say everything has its place. A big paddy of cow manure has its place in the field, in your gardens. It has its place, but it doesn't belong in my bed, So I'm going to keep it out of my bed. It's one way to look at things.
How would one go about activating kundalini energy all the way to expanding our consciousness via the pineal gland?
Okay, the Kundalini stuff, there's a lot of information about that. One thing is when you activate the Kundalini or somebody else activates it for you and your other chakras aren't clear and that energy starts rising, you're going to experience energy sickness and it's really going to mess you up. And you're not going to know, it'll be a point where you're going to just almost lose your mind. And so it's very good to work. What we do is it is a function. It does activate people, but we work from the top down, and it's much easier. So you clear the chakras from the top down, and you do that through your higher self, and always have your higher self in charge. Or people call them watch angels or your master that you're working with, or your everybody has different names for it, but always invoke that. And invoke Yeshua, Buddha, Babaji, Mary, Kuan Yin, whoever you want to work with, and stay close to them, and they'll monitor and make sure other stuff doesn't jump in. But it's I always go from the top down, clean up everything, and when the Kundalini activates, it just goes up and out, and you don't get the energy sickness and the craziness that comes with the activation. And that's automatically going to activate your pineal gland. But the pineal gland, pineapple juice, helps clear up the pineal gland. I think there are formulas and sound technology, things like that, that can totally kick on the pineal gland and clear away any of the calcification and things like that. So that's some research. I'm working with that right now, but I can't really push anything because I haven't figured it out yet. What's the best process?
James, from what you know, could this be true? Could these be true? This was written on 6/1/26 after the briefing with the Pleiadian Council. I found out who the reptilians are, full and hybrid. All the Muslim clerics and leaders are reptilians. Is that true? Hard to say.
It's hard to say all, yeah.
Yeah.
All because, it could be reptilian, it could be negative gray, it could be demonics.
You think
But
Netanyahu reptilian?
you guys are gonna get me in trouble. You're gonna get me Charlie Kirk here. You can look at these guys and you can tell there's something else in there. And it's not what you think. Anybody that's pushing an agenda that wants power over others, that think they're the chosen ones, and that God is going to install them as the leaders with dominion over all others, that whole program is reptilian.
So this person, from this question, he believes and he wants to know. So if Netanyahu, NYC Mamdani, Putin and Zelensky, XI, I don't know who that is, Z,
Z.
and all the CCPs are reptilians.
No.
Not
No.
all of them.
People are getting angry with me, but I like Putin.
I like
Putin,
Putin too.
listen to his Christmas speech, and you will be shocked. It is a Christian country, basically. And he's at war with the deep state, and he kicked the deep state out, and they've been trying to take him out ever since. So, you really need to look closely at this. You're going to find out there's a lot of theater going on, and when you look at the real history and that what happened to some of these guys in their childhood and things like that, they're coming up to make a change in that whole system. So there are alliances that we don't know of. There's a lot of theater going on. The white hats include other countries, other leaders, and a lot of this drama has to be acted out, unfortunately, for the muggles, for the people that need that. And but eventually they're all going to come together. But you're going to be surprised when you a lot of these people come forward and just say, okay, we're going back to universal law, we're done with the communism and socialism. The communism, socialism, that's the governments of the tyrants. There are more people killed through socialism than anything in communism. I mean, billions of people, because they take all the power and the wealth, and they take it away from the people, and they make all kinds of promises and wild promises. But where are they getting the money for this? And eventually it's just a big parasitical program, and the people that are putting the money in say, I'm done. They bankrupt them, and then all of a sudden they've got no money, and all the people are poor and enslaved and lost their freedom, and then they revolt, and then you have a giant genocide, and they make sure and take your guns away and your freedom of speech, basically. I mean, that's a big program that they right off the hand they try to do, which the socialists are trying to do, and it doesn't work. It's never worked throughout history, and people need to do the research on that. There are billions of people that have been killed under socialist and communistic regimes. It doesn't work. And actually, capitalism has brought more people out of poverty than in any other program that Level the playing field. I'm not saying it's level right now. It's not totally level, and it needs to be. If you've got billions of dollars, if you're not investing in the betterment of your community and helping those less fortunate, that's kind of a sick mind. It's like you're disconnected. So if you're not connected and you're not in service to others, then who are you in service to? The ego and whatever is running that ego. And so this drive to control and dominate goes back to ancient Lyra and the civil wars on ancient Lyra. And then they created the Atlantis and Lemuria, and the Atlanteans, same thing, that Lyrian, power over others program started coming into Atlantis, and they had extreme technology, and they went and melted down the cities of Lemuria because they started calling them out on it. But we have this problem with this program of self-service and power over others, and the whole domination and surveillance and all that crap that's going on. This has happened over and over in his throughout history. And then you have the people that are in service to others that want to help those less fortunate, and they want everybody to rise, and they want to live a spiritual life in harmony with nature, and there's this clash, and we're in that same clash right now. So hopefully the people that want to live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and the planet are going to rise up and stand tall in their own divinity and say, enough. We're not going to do all this heavy control, domination, surveillance, and we're going to not deal with any more foreign wars or any of this stuff. We're not going to do it anymore. Some things are necessary, when people when you have these psychopaths in power and they're building nuclear arms and they have no qualms about launching them because they're psychopaths. I mean, you got to do something about it. You have to stop that, because it's just where we're at right now. We're still in 3D with a bunch of psychopaths in charge, and so that's got to be cleaned up. But there are certain reasons for certain things. We need to get the big picture, find out what's really going on, because what we're seeing and what we're being shown, there's a much deeper story happening. And so we need to dig deep and find out what's really happening there.
And it really feels like a time where people should step into their life paths, and if they really feel passionate about something, now is the time to do something about it.
Yeah, definitely. It is. Now is the time to step up to the plate and follow your heart and speak up where things need to be said, and not fall for any of these programs. Even these religions that, are saying everybody else are infidels or everybody else is goyim, all of these things, they're all collapsing. They're part of the sacrificial gods, the old little g gods. And even Jesus said, no more sacrifices. We're done with the sacrifices. We're going to worship an all-loving, all-forgiving God. And you guys, that are doing all this separation, division, and againstness are not going to be, there's going to be a reaction to your actions. It's that simple. Karma's being accelerated and amplified, and everything is being revealed right now. So these false religions, false gods, all this stuff is being revealed. Our real history. I mean, I'm writing a book right now on the real history of Earth. It's going to be a mind blower. But people real need to realize we're going to go through a crash course in how big is your God, and how big is your universe, and it's going to happen very quickly. And the Earth. There are trillions of galaxies out there, billions and billions of solar systems, and planets with habitable life, and some thousands, if not millions or billions of years ahead of us out there. We're this little dot in the outermost corner of the Milky Way, out in the boondocks right now, soon to be liberated. And basically, we are going to take a quantum leap in evolution, and We have to rise to the occasion if we're going to stay, if we're going to make this quantum leap. And really, seriously, that means not looking outside yourself. All these external things going on right now are huge distractions, and they're controlled narratives. The ufology, spirituality, religion, governments, all this stuff, they're all controlled narratives. And it just depends on who's controlling the narrative. And let's just not control narratives anymore and just bring the truth out. That's how things, and that is going to happen. And that's going to take down all the nonsense. So we're in the middle of that right now.
This is a good question to come after that. Are the white hats really controlling the show, or is that another lie to stop us from asking questions?
Yeah, it's like every PSYOP has three levels to it. So the PSYOP you see, there's probably two more above that. And the it's I you know what I'm being told, I'll tell you what I'm being told by the Palladians. They're basically in charge because they have more genetic stock, both human and biological. They're terraformers, and they did a lot of work here on the Earth, and so they have more invested than any other group. And because they created the colonies of Atlantis and Lemuria, and even the Anunnaki, the ancient Anunnaki, their benevolent ones have returned too, and they have karma, and they've got to clean up some of this stuff, and they're helping right now, and getting rid of the negative stuff that's here. So there's a big shift happening. But the thing, the white hats are a small part of the picture. They're a very important part, and they're on the boots on the ground. But there's levels. Let's say there's the white hats, and they're all intermingled. But you've got the white hats, and then you've got Space Force, and then you've got the Federation, the Galactic Federation, or whatever, and then you have the councils. And you've got the Andromeda, Arcturian, Sirian, Orion, Pleiadian Councils of Light. Those guys are the ones really in charge. And then you got the source, the God beings and all these other guys. And it's a big universe, multidimensional universe. Well, that what's happening on Earth, on the in the physical levels, there's all these other levels engaging right now, and the benevolent ones greatly, you might say, outgun the other ones. So that's just a way of saying it. So they will have their way, and universal law will come, but it's going to be, two, three steps forward, one step back. It's just going to go back and forth, and that's where the confusion is.
I have been told that the Pleiadians are now very recently in 3D with their ships, and they are terminating the reptilian, gray, and Anunnaki ships around Earth. Have you noticed less of these ships over Yseti Ranch? First of all, is that true?
Well, when you get to the Anunnaki, you have to realize that the Anunnaki were split, and you had Enki and Enlil. Enlil just wanted to get rid of humanity. They were noisy and a problem, and he just wanted to get rid of them. And Enki was always fighting on humanity's behalf, saying, no, we need to preserve them. We need to, do other things. And so, unfortunately, Enlil won that battle with the assembly, with the higher assembly. And so they did. That's where all the great floods and all the, they had both extreme weaponry that would just annihilate everything, and there would be nothing left. That land was uninhabitable. They also had control over creating earthquakes and floods and all the other things like we have today. We have weather warfare, and we can create earthquakes and floods and droughts, and we can do whatever we want right now, and we are doing it. And the same thing, the plagues. I mean, he was creating the plagues to get rid of the noisy humans, there. And we're doing all that right now. And so you always have this polarity between those who are coming from the heart that want to preserve and in service mode and love all life, love all creation. And then you got these other guys that are just don't give a shit, be honest with you. They They'll totally wipe out their whole workforce, and then all of a sudden they realize, wait a second, who's gonna mine the gold? Who's gonna mine the fields? Who's gonna irrigate the crops? Who's gonna? And they go, whoops, we totally screwed up, So, and they're finding that out, and so you have the same thing happening right now.
Do you think Enlil felt threatened by the humans?
Yeah, Enlil was threatened by the humans because the humans had the God spark, which was igniting. And it was overcoming, and the inhibitors that they put in the humans, and so they knew that soon there would not be any difference between the created and the creators, and they were the ones that created the Lulu, and this isn't all the tablets and everything. This is the first creation story. The second one was Adam and Eve, and that's a whole different story. But yeah, Enlil was very threatened because he was a defeated warrior, and he hadn't risen in consciousness. There was really no love there, and no joy or bliss, and so he's stuck. He couldn't go anywhere. Those go anywhere. Those guys still stuck. They can't. They can only hang out in the third and fourth dimension because of their egos and their lack of love and joy and bliss. You can't ascend without those. But there are benevolent Anunnaki that ascended and are returning, and they're beautiful beings. And some are six dimensional, a lot of them are six dimensional beings, and they're returning to help out during these times. So it's not an absolute. Whenever you say, are they doing this to kill all of them? Well, a lot of times all of them aren't bad, and there's always positive and negative. There's benevolent and malevolent, so. Even you have to take each situation by its own merit, basically. So they are here. The Pleiadians do have a force that are like they're like Jedis, and they're created for this. They're created for planetary liberations and cleaning out these reptilian overlords and all this other nonsense. And they're here and they're doing their job. And they've also given the White Hats weapons so to put them on even par with the reptilians and the other ones that they're working against. And so there's a massive cleanup. All these underground dumps and things are being cleaned up. But there's also beautiful underground civilizations that are extremely advanced, the inner earth folks and things like that. They're a kind of a consortium of races that evolved and are highly evolved. They're in the Antarctic and other places, but and they're underground. They're underground. They've been there forever. The Atlanteans and Lemurians during the great cataclysms and wars, some of them went into the interior, and they're still existing to this day, and they've continued to evolve. And they're called the enemy within because there's nothing we can do about them. They're way too advanced for us, to deal with. So, but they're peaceful. They're not. There's just they're not going to deal with. They will deal with aggression. They will deal with actions directed towards them and things like that. But they operate under universal law. There's all kinds of stories about Agartha and the Tuatha De Danann that they went. Back to the interior, the Atlanteans, Lemurians, they went inward. A lot of Native Americans talk about rising from the ground and coming up and starting on the surface. A lot of them point towards the Pleiades as their origin. The Philippines, the Hawaiians, the Aboriginals, Australians, they all point at the stars, and most of them point towards the Pleiades as their origin. So the Pleiadians have a very strong presence here, both biologically with human and plant genetics than anybody, and historically too. And so that's why they're in charge of things, but they're aligned with the other councils. They're all working together, to help liberate the earth right now. And that's why it's inevitable. If you can't act outside of universal law anymore because it's going to be instant karma. And if you have a whole life of doing that, acting at the expense of humanity, the earth, and others, if you've been controlling and dominating and abusing people or if you're a control freak or all that stuff's going to implode, and you're gonna end up losing your whole, not just your castles, but your physical vehicle as well. It's just not going to make it. You're not frequency specific to where the earth is going, so the earth is ascending, and she's going through growing pains, and she's expanding, and we have to follow that lead, go along with it, and rise to the occasion if we're going to stay here. But again, there's a lot of truth to that, but it's not, you can't say all one group is bad. I personally, I have issues with the reptilians because I've had a lot of battles with them in the past, and I'm fully aware of that in my past lives and everything else. And they have, a lot of them just don't have they don't have the right brain or the right consciousness to reach the higher dimensions. They're very competitive. It's all about hierarchies and patriarchal kind of hierarchy type stuff. And all that stuff is, even the divine feminine is just imploding all that right now. So we'll see where it goes, but it's going to be a little messy, but if we pay attention and take our hand out of the monkey trap, we'll be fine.
From what you know, is this statement legitimate or true? You cannot ascend with any unforgiveness or anger in your heart.
Okay, there is, when you cross over, there's a burn. It's kind of a burn, you might say, and it's a spiritual burn. A lot of that stuff is off, taken off of you. It's going to be intense. And then a lot of people will have a light review where they have to go over everything they've done to others, good or bad, and they're going to feel whatever trauma they've created with others. I mean, that goes on. There is a lot of grace when you cross over because it's a mess down here and you do pick up a lot of stuff, but it's better to clear it up before you go if you can. And forgive. Forgiveness is a powerful weapon. People don't realize when you totally forgive somebody from the soul, it leaves your fields, goes over to them, and they're going to create an experience around it. The lesson they need to learn is going to come to them amplified like 10 or 1,000 fold, depending on who they did things to. But it is important. If you're going to ascend, you're going to have to find some way to release that. And there's a lot of help in that process. But yeah, we definitely have to release, the trauma, the anger, and forgive ourselves mainly, because God doesn't judge you. People don't realize that God doesn't have an ego. That's why Jesus said, "Neither do I judge thee, nor does my Father judge thee. Go and sin no more." What he's saying is like, look, I'm not here to judge you. Neither does God. God doesn't have an ego. It's beyond that. It's like the sun. It's just pure bliss. They said you got to forgive yourself and release whatever karma out of your fields that's going to create reactions to your actions. And that's what they're all, all the masters pretty much said that.
I think so much of it too is our own belief systems can hold us in the 4D
Exactly.
if we haven't cleared ourselves
Yeah, like
up.
sin's an archery term, means you miss the mark. You got a whole quiver of arrows, try again, And the only way we figure out what we want is by experiencing a lot of little what we don't want. And that's how we gain the wisdom through experience. And so I think if there was a sin, it would be doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, which is what a lot of people are doing, what Einstein talked about.
Is the talk going around about the archons controlling reincarnation true? Are we meant to avoid the tunnel to avoid a trap, or is it a psyop?
I'll tell you my experience. I went through the tunnel and I ended up in the plane of bliss. And I had a conversation with the most loving, joyous, blissful energy you can imagine. It was a golden white light. And at that point, I was a light being. I was unique, yet I was one at the same time with this light. That was my experience. There are a lot of traps along the way. If you stop and talk, if you get, you see a loved one or a friend, you stop on that level, you can get stuck. There's all these stories about that. Don't go to the light, go to the brown energy. I don't know. I mean, it's crazy stuff. I really do think all of those programs, I mean, the Archon, that whole world is collapsing in on itself and it's getting cleaned up. So whatever programs they were running are collapsing and being taken out. You know, there's the monad, and the Plamora was the emanations of the monad, and then the Archons are blocking you from making your own God connection. They do everything they can to just, distract you or disrupt things, so you can't make your own personal connection. But that's why I look at it is that the monad, there's the monad, this is in the Ethiopian Bible. The emanations from the monad are the Plamora, and the divine feminine is in the emanations, and it has to breathe the breath of life into the soul before it incarnates. So you have balance. So you have a male-female balance, and then you have another creation thing going on, which is the oh God, what's his name? It's the false shadow god. I forgot his name, but there's a false shadow god and the archons and all the other stuff trying to block you from doing that. And you have to transcend that, let go of any fear, guilt, or unworthiness, and raise your frequencies, and then they don't have any power. Eventually, they don't have any power over you anymore. But it's not a fun journey, basically, especially the people that were pioneers. I mean, we get hit by everything. We get hit by black magic, by demonic energies, by reptilians, by negative grays, shadow beings. Everything comes at you to try to distract you and keep you from making your own personal connection with Creator. And so a lot of that mess and all those systems are collapsing right now.
Okay, so let's talk about Dolly.
Dolly?
Yeah. With the death of cultural icon Dolly Parton, a lot of questions come up. Some people are saying every celebrity who makes it to superstardom like Dolly did made some kind of a contract with the dark side, but Dolly did so much good work. She was always giving, giving, giving. What is your view of her? Did she get out of any contracts she made?
I feel like Dolly. I mean, I love Dolly. I thought
I love
she was
Dolly.
just Dolly. She was being Dolly, and she really cared about people.
There was never drama
And
around
yeah,
her.
and she didn't do any drama, but I think she was a little naive because she was like a poster girl for the shot, and they showed her getting the shot, and she thought, I think she really did in her heart think that she was trying to protect people and do the right thing.
Her intentions
But
weren't
her
good.
intentions were pure. But, naive, being naive can be your downfall. I mean,
Yeah.
it not paying attention, being naive, it's not that they're a bad person. They just weren't paying attention, or they weren't aware of the depth of all the manipulations and stuff. But I think in her heart and her soul, she's very, very pure, really helped people, wanted to do the best for everyone. But she was kind of duped by the,
Right.
a little bit socially engineered, and which we're all socially engineered to one degree or another, and so, but I'm sure she's flying high on the other
Without
side. I
blame.
should look into her. I find out where she went, but
Oh, I love
she
her.
probably went back to Pleiades or something like that. She's
Yeah.
on a really high. She's very. The thing about Pleiadians is they incarnate, and when they incarnate, they can't comprehend somebody doing harm to them, stealing from them, abusing them. It's not part of the reality. And so they don't see it. They don't even see it happening. And if you come in from the Orion system, you've already dealt with the dark forces, and you know who they are and what they do and how they manipulate. And so you're street savvy. And I think she kind of fits into the Pleiadian
Yeah.
category. And I'm not saying that to be judgmental or anything else, but we have to realize that right now Earth is a spiritual battle zone right now, and people, we project our morals and values on others and think that they're going to behave in the same way, and we're shocked when they don't. That's been my downfall. I mean, I've been screwed over by so many people that are in the spiritual, so-called spiritual community, that are just full-blown con artists, and you want to believe them. And you want to think they're aligned and on the same page as you. And then as soon as the money comes in, they become a whole different animal. And you go, oh my God, I can't believe believe this, and they actually feel entitled to that. They just throw universal law out the door, and because they're special, they're in 5D already, and we haven't even figured out 3D yet in universal law. So how are you going to be in 5D? But and some actually believe their story, and their story has no foundation whatsoever. So, you can't, I always say that if they're not walking their talk, forget about what they say, watch what they do, especially off the stage. Watch the way they treat others, follow the money, see where it comes from, see where it goes, and you're going to be shocked when you see where most of this money is going.
Saint Germain aside, is working with the Violet Flame legitimate?
I think working with all the light frequencies, they all have a with light comes consciousness and energy, and different light bands do different things. And so you can use the golden light, the white light, the violet flame, the purple light. You can use all different colors of light and project them into situations. And there's other practices you can do to work with the elements as well. But yeah, if a lot of it is your belief system, if you really believe in something, it's real.
That's true. Are the shielded ships starting to slip their shields a bit, or are we becoming more attuned and thus more able to see them?
Yeah, this will probably have to be the last question because we're running out of time. But
Okay.
definitely the ships are, they're not using their cloaking devices as much because it's part of the disclosure. It's going to come from the skies. Forget about governments, people with in NDAs, people with secrecy agreements, all that stuff. That's kindergarten, basically. I mean, they're still working on our ships real. And are they a threat? That's basically where they're at right now. And there's a whole massive benevolent, people, there's non-physical beings, there's energy beings, there's light beings, and they all have light ships and energy ships. And it goes all the way back to source, to Merkabahs, and they're not even covering that stuff. So it's a limited hangout. And you're not going to be, like Mother Mary said, that universal peace will not come through religions or governments. It'll come through the hearts and minds of the people. And that's the same thing with contact. And so these ships are appearing around the world. They have whole units that are scrubbing the internet, scrubbing, TikTok and YouTube and everything, trying to, they're shadow banning, they're taking down stuff, they're creating CGI to match other events. So people, well, that's been proven in CGI when it was a real event. But there's a whole massive team, and that's all they're doing. But just by the eyewitnesses around the world, and the appearances of the ships everywhere, and all the different kinds of ships that are coming in, they've lost the narrative. They've lost it. The cover-up's over. It's done, and it's coming from the sky. So again, focus on love and joy and bliss, and send it out with the intention of making contact, and you'll be contacted. Contact comes with enlightenment. So the more you rise to the occasion and let go of all the divisions and all the religious programming, government program, all the social engineering, when you get beyond that, you're going to have contact because they can work with you. Now you're somebody they can work with. So we have to rise to the occasion if we are going to have contact, and they're here. They're just waiting for us to make the call, to initiate, the call. And I want to be very clear about this, is just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're niti doesn't mean you're benevolent. Although most of the malevolent ones are being cleaned out right now, there's still people, even in the UFO community, working with the malevolent beings, and the people that join them end up possessed, basically. They end up getting all messed up. So be aware of that. Be aware of who you're giving your power to and who you're giving your money to, because it's unfortunate in the UFO spiritual and the religious community, it's all been usurped, and that's going to fold in on itself. that everything is going to be revealed and all that implodes on itself. And that's all the prophecies say that's where we're going. But anyway, on that note, we got to sign off. We've got a lot of UFO footage we want to show you and some other things. So, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and hang in there. Although, even the prophecies say in your darkest hour, when you think there's no hope left, everything shifts. The beast consumes itself, and we move into 1,000 years of peace. And that is where we're headed, and reunification with the greater family of man throughout the multiverse. That's where we're going. That can't be stopped. But we can do it the hard way or the easy way, and that's up to us. So again, everybody, just be kind to each other and be kind to the planet. That's all you got to do, and focus on love and joy and bliss. Be of service to humanity, the earth, and that'll carry you through these times. That's it. Have a great night, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, two ships, yeah, just flew right through the chemtrail, underneath the chemtrail plane. You would think they'd go, oh shit, we better turn that off.
That the plane's aiming right towards a big one.
Oh, yeah, look at that big one.
Oh, good. Hey, smash him. Please, smash that chemtrail plane. Totally smash him. Yeah, sit right in front of him and say, stop it. He slowed down to almost a stop right in front of that plane. Actually, it looks like the plane shut off its chemtrail. It's a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah, look at that. It's like hardly, it's not even there anymore. I think he's the pilot shitting his pants right now.
I mean, do they have night vision on those planes?
Yeah.
So they can see this.
Oh, yeah. They know they're there. They have proximity sensors, all that stuff on those planes. So they know when anything's near. He shut it off. That huge UFO in front of him, he had two ships, yeah, just flew right through the chemtrail. Underneath the chemtrail plane, you would think they'd go, oh shit, we better turn that off.
The plane's aiming right towards a big one.
Oh, yeah, look at that big one.
Oh, good. Hey, smash him, please. Smash that plane. Shut off its chemtrail. It's a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah, look at that. It's like hardly, it's not even there anymore. I think he's the pilot shitting his pants right now. Yeah.
So they can see this.
Oh, yeah. They know they're there. They have proximity sensors, all that stuff on those planes. So they know when anything's near. He shut it off.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.